opinión concuerda. So I'd like to go around and have everyone introduce themselves.
Gary, would you like me to go through the roll call of members first?
Sure.
All right, so we have Gary Allen.
That's me.
All right. We have Scott Becker.
Becker.
Yep, Becker. I'm here. Scott Becker, yes.
Thank you, Scott. We have Brandy Altergott. Okay, no Brandy. We have Jay Brown.
I'm present.
Thank you, Jay. We have Frank, I don't know how to say your last name, Frank Buonomo. I'm sorry. Frank is present. Okay, Frank is not here. We have John Carnamola. Okay, we don't have John. We have William DeMayo. Okay, we don't have William DeMayo. Do we have Lucretia Jones? Okay, no Lucretia. Do we have Frank LaSquadro?
This is Frank. I'm present.
Thank you, Frank. Do we have Philip Agalnik?
He's here today. He's unable to make it.
Thank you. We have John McNichol.
I'm here. Thank you.
Thank you, John. Do we have Anita Mendoza?
Yes, I'm here.
Thank you, Anita. Do we have Deb Reed?
Yes, I'm here.
Thank you, Deb. Beth Reel? Okay, no Beth. Do we have Dennis Regan? Okay, no Dennis. Do we have Nicole Rico Serrano?
Yes, I'm here. Good morning.
Thank you, good morning. I believe Kendra Valente is here.
Good morning, I'm here.
Thank you. And then BESBE Interim Director, Cheryl Sepelec.
Good morning, everyone. I'm here.
All right. Thank you. Chairman Allen, would we like to ask if anybody else is here that would like to identify themselves?
Yeah. Is there anybody here that would like to identify themselves? No. That didn't fall. Okay. So the next one is public comment. Is there anyone that wants to make any comment? Okay, so the next one, so since there's no public comments, we'll go to old business. Do we want to review and approve the minutes from the March 23rd meeting?
Yes. I make a motion to approve the minutes from the March meeting.
Is there a second?
This is John McNichol. I second it.
Good. Is there a motion to make a motion to accept? Or everyone say aye. Who would like to accept the minutes?
Aye.
Aye.
Anyone else? Are there any nays? Okay, minutes are accepted for the March 23rd meeting? For the March meeting. The work group. Members committee, I don't think Ms. Jones is here. So we'll go to the Finance Committee. Scott Becker.
Morning, all. So since our last meeting, we spent for the Council of State Administrators for Vocational Rehab, the National Conference for Gary and Phil to attend, $300. And also another 100 for the National Council of State Agencies for the Blind Conference, again for Gary and Phil to attend. We had equipment for the tech lab for demo purposes, the Orbit Reader 40 Braille display. That was $1,424. Victor Reader Stream for $359.78. The Orcam MyEye Pro, and that is $3,825. And we also had equipment for the Southeast Center for the Blind, a Merlin Ultra 24-inch full HD desktop magnifier. That was $3,208.50. So that grand total is $9,417.28. So that's what we've committed to since the last meeting.
Do we have to make a motion to accept the minutes or no? I mean, to accept the finance report or no?
I don't think so. I think it's simply a case of thanks. unless there's a question.
But hopefully
there won't be.
Are there any questions regarding the finance report? Okay. Well, thank you, Scott. You do a great job.
Thank you.
New business. Consumer satisfaction. This is Cheryl. Would you like to talk about consumer satisfaction survey?
Hi, everybody. I don't know. I'm just looking. Mary's not here this week. She's on vacation. I am looking at her report, and I don't see anything specific about the consumer satisfaction survey. I think I know that conversations are being had about the survey with our contact at Central, but that's a note I can make to follow up on and when Mary gets back. I apologize.
So do we want to, we were thinking about expanding the survey to include a wider
right. Well, yeah, trying to expand the breadth of the survey. Yeah. And my understanding is there was conversations being had on that, and possibly to include Diana at Central. At least from my perspective, the last kind of time I left off with it, there's questions as to how to do that, because at this point we now have trend data, and when you start to change the scope or makeup of the survey, you disrupt, these are all my words, as I understand it, you kind of disrupt that ability to continue to trend, because now you've kind of messed with the consistency of it, if you will. And I'm just not sure where those conversations left off, and I'd rather get more information so I get, either I or Mary get back to you with an accurate status of where things are right now.
Deb Reed?
Hi,
Deb. Hi. I had a comment and kind of a question on that. So in listening to the minutes from the March meeting, it seems as though Dr. Diana is leaning towards really needing a second survey to focus on cases that have not been closed in the voc rehab. And I think it sounds like that's something that we really need to work on, because that population, which is the majority population for VR, needs to be kept track of. And I know that the survey, Cheryl, that you guys sent out, that many of us as stakeholders filled out, that certainly would address a lot of those things. Not all of it, though, not VR specifically. So what can we do to work with Diane? How can you guys set something up for us to work with her to get that new second survey in the works?
Yeah, thanks, Deb. And that was my understanding as well. Again, I'd really like to, and I apologize, again, I'm looking at Mary's report and I don't see anything about that specifically. I'd really like to do a check-in to get an updated status and then to be able to answer these questions.
Do we want to set up a work group or
I feel like that, I'm sorry, I'm repeating myself, but I feel like things had started and I just don't know status. If I can follow up with Mary next week when she gets back, and then we can, I'm writing notes, second survey, work group, and then be able to see what our next steps need to be.
Okay, sounds great.
I'm sorry to interrupt. I just got into the meeting. The name's Dennis Regan. Just want to let you know I got through.
Thank you.
Okay, so the VR success story is at the 10:30. So let's go to the 6:00 p.m. and that's you again, Cheryl.
And I'm sorry, say that again.
State plan.
Oh, yep. Let me just run through kind of the state plan was approved and it'll be implemented starting July 1st. And I'll run through some other things from Mary regarding the Voc Rehab update. They've had a couple of retirements. We're in the process of refilling those positions. Again, the state plan was approved and it'll be implemented starting July 1st, continuing a hybrid model, working with employers and clients, but things are opening up for training programs and employment opportunities. This summer, we have so far 14 students participating in work-based learning opportunities and 6 attending the LEAP program in Vermont in person and 11 virtual at LEAP. Clients are attending in-person programs at World Services for the Blind, Carroll Center, Helen Keller, and one individual was hired at Helen Keller after attending the training as an advocate at the center. We've got counselors back at the AJC one day a week, meeting with clients in person at all 5 locations. One of our rehab technologists is providing an in-service training at the AJC in New Haven on using assistive technology. Actually, that was, what's the date today, the 22nd? That was on the 20th, so I can circle back to Mary on the success of that. The AJC in Bridgeport had an open house on June 15th in person. It's so good to see some of these things getting back to in-person versus virtual. Of course, then the next paragraph is national virtual trainings continue to be offered online. And our counselor coordinator is part of the National Employment Team's Best Practice Group of VR agencies. They are planning a virtual job fair that will have companies specializing in remote employment opportunities. So that's a quick overview of the report that Mary had given last week at the advisory board. Again, she's on vacation this week and I can follow up on a couple of these things and get back to you.
Okay.
Excuse me, this is John McNichol. What is AJC?
American Job Centers through the Department of Labor.
Thank you.
This is Deb. I wonder, Cheryl, hi, if some of those events could be sent to the NFB so that we can make them available to our members.
Oh, okay. Yep. I can let Mary do that.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
So is Stacy Ann Lewis available? She has a, only 10:18, okay. We're getting through this really fast.
couple of, I'm sure everybody's burning question is, what is happening with the director position?
Yes.
I should be hearing, it's the position has been fully approved. We had to do some finalization through HR with our interview process, and those documents are with our affirmative action unit. I believe they had till today or tomorrow to review and give approval or not of those. As soon as that process is completed, it'll get sent to the Department of Administrative Services to be posted. I'm optimistically thinking that this position will be posted on the DAS site sometime next week. As soon as that happens, I will get the link to that posting out to this group and a number of other contacts that different people have sent me. I also, as I asked Al Sylvester yesterday, I'm asking all of you that once you receive the link, that you go ahead and distribute it that as you see fit to your networks and other groups. In my mind, this really needs to be a partnership. You're asking for us to help spread the word, and I'm asking you back that once we do get you that information, that you help us as well. That'll ensure it getting out far and wide. It'll be probably a 3-week posting. So again, we can all work together to get that out and let people get their applications in. And then we'll go from there. But it's progressing. I know you all might not think so, but with my experience, it's moved pretty quickly once we started the process. So looking forward to getting that out in the world and seeing what kind of response that we get. We are also right now conducting interviews for the administrative assistant here in the office. So I think for all of us, getting the director position and the administrative assistant position, and then some of these other positions filled in our program areas are going to provide some great relief to our staffing here at BESB.
So were there many voc rehab counselors that, were there many vacancies for voc rehab counselors?
No, I mean, in Mary's report, they have had 2 retirements in the last 2 months. She is in the process of refilling those positions. One is a rehab technologist for the Hartford region, and the other is for a bilingual vocational counselor working out of Windsor, but covering the state for individuals whose preferred language is Spanish. And she is not anticipating any more retirements in voc rehab. So they actually got away, you know, pretty easily in terms of retirements. Our children's services program, I think they had 5, give or take, retirements. So Catherine Sum, our lead in that program, is working feverishly with our HR to get those educational consultant positions refilled. And again, as any of these postings come out, we will get them out to you for your help in getting them out to whoever you would like to see get receive those.
That sounds great. So is Andrew here for the legislative update?
Andrew was not signing on. I had talked to him earlier. So I can make a note to have him email any notes if he'd like.
Okay. I just wanted to thank everyone. I wanted to thank Betsy. Me and Bill McGelnick had a chance to attend the 2 conventions
Jesus. Oh,
I know. Is there anything that anyone wants to say or anyone wants to comment? Are there any comments that anyone wants to make?
This is John McNichol. I've noticed for the last couple of meetings, at some point we stopped having a technology and what's coming along briefing.
Okay.
Did we shut out there or did it get taken off the agenda?
It wasn't on the agenda when I got it today, or when I... I don't know. That's a good question. Scott Becker did talk about the things that were purchased for the rehab center, for the center, for Betsy.
So, as long as we got time, I'll ask the question that Sean McNichol. sounds like a lot of the great equipment were purchased, but I still get kind of confused on on why that is in the finances of this group. Are those just general expenses that Besby does? That's coming out of a specific fund that this group is supposed to be responsible for?
Well, it was taken out of our funds because they have a resource lab, and they purchased equipment for the resource lab so people can, people are able to buy, look at the equipment and play with it or work with it before they purchase it. Or before he purchases it. That's why it's in the finance report, because they purchased equipment, but it's for services for the blind.
I have a question. This is Deb.
Sure.
Is anything else other than trying out the equipment to see if it's appropriate for someone to train on or to use, do the job centers do anything other than that?
The job centers do a lot as far as they help people, they help people find jobs, they help people determine what job. They have a lot of surveys or a lot of different aptitude tests, things like that, to maybe plan what, to maybe look at, help maybe someone decide what kind of jobs are available. And they also help people get the resources that they need to find jobs. Like they have classes on interviewing, they have classes on building a resume, things like that. Those are things that the job centers do. That spurs people to a lot of those to the job centers where they could get that.
So there's counselors on staff at the job centers, and it sounds like it's a supplement to what the VR counselors do at Besby.
I'm not positive about that. I know in the past that there was one counselor that was stationed at the job center. I'm not sure if that's in place anymore. What do you think?
Can I make a comment? This is Anita from VR. How you doing?
Was I correct?
Yes, you are correct. Presently, we have regional VR counselors at each one of the American Job Centers. Southwest, Northwest, South Central, Hartford area. So, yeah, we are in there. and collaborating and bringing clients closer to the American Job Center services.
Okay. And it is 10:30. Is Stacy Ann Lewis available?
I don't see her on Teams. This is Anita again. I don't see her on Teams. She's not available. I did message her, but she's not. She's offline. Or actually, you know what? Her status did change, so maybe she will come in.
And Stacy, how about Sophia Pride?
Tonight again. I believe Stacy's on. There she is. All right.
How are you?
Hi. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good. The meeting came. They said we're waiting for you.
Oh, you were. Oh. Okay. I was told 10:30, so I made it on time. So
yeah.
I do apologize for that.
Good. No problem.
Okay, so I'll just introduce myself, and then I'll introduce my guest. I believe she should be on here. Check and see. So my name is Stacy Ann Lewis, and I am pre-ed counselor with BESBE, or Pre-Employment Transition Services.